it's a daunting prospect to play such a beloved character from fiction that people have such strong affinity for.
James Dagger is not necessarily a villain, he's just misunderstood.
At your wedding, you're like, I'm the woman in this family now.
The best exchange, I'm the woman in this family, and she says, that's quite all right, I'm the man.
Hey, it's Kennedy for Reason TV at the Hollywood premiere of Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged 2. We're going to talk with some of the actors to see how important her message is today. How did the theme strike you? Did they resonate with you? And how important was that to the role?
Ultimately, I'm playing a character, you know, and I needed to find a way to make her a living, breathing human being. And so you can't really play a philosophy. You have to play a perspective.
I don't think it's a message film. The message is absolutely there. And for those who are looking for those points to be made, it's made. Yeah. But it's a really good film, and it's a great story to be had, and I think it's going to find a broader audience because of that. I think the faithful are going to come no matter what, and hopefully be very pleased, but my hopes are it's going to leak into a more mainstream conversation, because it's a conversation that needs to be had.
Were you changed by Ayn Rand's words?
For me, there's no doubt that she's an incredibly intelligent woman.
Yeah.
Whose perspective is, whose philosophy is based on her own life experiences and what she witnessed as, you know, sort of the failure of communism.
You know, the fundamentals of freedom, I think everybody can agree with. It's just how it's implemented that people disagree. And I think this is a wonderful philosophy, and there are amazing ways that it could be implemented.
The book was incredibly informative for me, particularly since this is part two and I wasn't in part one, in terms of figuring out her backstory and sort of where she came from and why she believed what she believed and what her relationships were.
Who would Ayn Rand vote for in this election?
The current president.
Really?
Kidding, of course not.
Is it a love story? Ayn Rand said she wanted it first and foremost to be a love story.
Yeah, it is a love story. It's a love story of, it's a love story of freedom, yeah, first and foremost, right? And then it's a love story of, you know, monkey sex and all that sort of thing.
Oh, nice. Well said. Was the love story the most important thing to you, as she once said it was?
Well, certainly her connection to him is a really driving force in the book, and they're both their equal passion for what they do and how much they believe in what they do, and that they're workers and creators and innovators.
Yeah.
Is such a deep part of their connection and is sort of them against the world.
Are you a libertarian now?
I am not.
Well, maybe in part three.